Kia ora and welcome to the First Emirates Podcast for 2012. This is episode 272 and today is Tuesday, January 10, 2012. Well, our holiday season is over. Nigel went back to work yesterday, so the holidays are now officially over. But I thought that today I would kind of go over things, update things, which will leave me fresh for the rest of the year, or the rest of the month even, the first things first. So our holidays were very nice, thank you very much. Nigel was originally going to start it on Friday afternoon, because they normally finish up early on Friday before a holiday like that. But it turns out he had nothing on Friday, so he ended up starting on Thursday afternoon. And as it happens, that was the day that his mother was coming to town. She stayed with Nigel's sister. And so we got together that night, and then Friday his sister had something she needed to do for work. So we took his mom shopping. And then the next day, Saturday, Nigel and I needed to pick up some more things. So we went up to one of the local malls up in Albany, which is north of us, about 20 minutes or so north of us. And it was surprisingly okay. You know, Christmas Eve, you expect the mall to be packed, but it wasn't. And so our theory is that because that was Saturday, that people who were leaving town, leaving Auckland for the long weekend had already done so. And so that's why it was actually quite pleasant. But the next day, of course, is Christmas. And Nigel's brother and his two daughters, our young nieces, came up on early Sunday afternoon. I don't remember exactly what time we started our day. And, of course, Nigel's sister and mother and sister's daughter, our older niece, came over. And one of our niece's friends came. He's from Northern Ireland. He's an expat, like myself. But the company that he works for brings over people through sort of a, I don't know what you call it exactly, working holiday, I think it's called, scheme for citizens of the UK. And our young people can go to the UK as well on that sort of a scheme. I don't know all the details about it, but apparently that's how it works. But we had a very nice day. The karaoke came out, and that was good. The only reason I'm hesitating is because a neighbor finally did come around to tell us to turn it down at the exact same time Nigel already was. So that was all right. And the next day, Boxing Day, we actually didn't do much of anything. I don't think we went shopping. I think we just decided to stay home because the weather was really pretty crappy the whole holidays. It rained a lot of it, and when it wasn't raining, it was overcast and humid, actually. So it wasn't very pleasant to be outside, so we just kind of watched movies or whatever. But we did go out either the day after that, I can't remember exactly, and we picked up an espresso machine. It's from, turning to look at the box, it's from DeLonghi, and it's developed in association with Nestle for their Nespresso line. Has a little capsules that you put in and it punctures it and makes it and froths the milk and does everything all at once. It's fully automatic. It's actually not much more than our old espresso machine was in terms of cost, but it's a heck of a lot easier. I haven't used our old espresso machine probably in a couple of years because it's just too hard and it's too much mess and bother and stuff. But this isn't. So that was a great plus, and I will log off the old one to somebody. I don't know. We'll see. But so that was kind of the way that whole week went, kind of quiet. We would go out for lunch or whatever and tried to find things to keep the young nieces entertained. And then New Year's Eve rolled around, and there was nothing on television for New Year's Eve this year. They were showing old movies and old programs and things, and there was no live countdown as there has been in previous years, which was, I thought, really strange. And as it happens, this was the first year that our young nieces were being allowed to stay up for New Year's. So everybody sort of felt obligated to try to stay up to see it in with them. Now, this wasn't a real issue for me. Tired as I was yawning like crazy. I don't think I've ever missed a New Year, ringing in a New Year ever since I was first allowed to stay up to see it in. If I have, I don't remember it. So I was determined I was going to make it regardless. But I felt sympathetic for some of the others who were really struggling to stay awake till midnight, particularly when there was nothing on television to, I don't know, distract you in the last half hour or whatever. But I've written about this on my blog. I don't remember if I've talked about it on the podcast, but very often New Year's Eve television in New Zealand is pretty slack with kind of lame television. But this is the first year I can remember when there was absolutely nothing. I mean, the channel we watch was TV1, which is the main channel, or the highest rated channel. And they had a concert that, which was 5 or 6 years old, I think, on in the evening. And then about midnight, I say about because I actually think midnight had already come and gone by the time they did this, they threw on a quick countdown from 10 to 1, which I thought was going faster than, you know, one counting down the seconds. And then they went straight into an old James Bond movie from, I think it was 1989 or something like that. It's like, what is this about? It's really weird. So that was kind of an anticlimax. And the next day, Nigel's brother and our nieces left to go back home. And I think it was the day after that, that on Monday, that Nigel's mom went home. And in the meantime, somewhere around there, must have been Monday. I don't know. Anyway, Nigel and his sister's cousin came to visit on her way back to Australia. She lives and works in Australia. And so we spent some time together. Oh, actually, no, I take that back. She arrived and she spent New Year's with us. And she left on Tuesday. That's what it was. Anyway, so we had a nice little time together, a very busy time with lots of family calling around and too much eaten. Not all that much, well, maybe a bit too much to drink every now and again. I didn't gain nearly as much weight as I thought I would, so I was pleased about that. Now I just have to get busy with trying to lose it. But, oh well, be that as it may. It happens every year, so why should I be surprised? As I said, the weather has been pretty awful, so I haven't been able to get some of the projects done I wanted. We had hoped that while Nigel's brother was here, we'd be able to stain the new part of the deck. We haven't been able to get to it because our spring was really wet, too. But there's one day where we thought, okay, we can do it today, but it looked like it was getting overcast and it looked like it was going to rain. So he took his girls fishing instead, and it turns out that it didn't rain all day. It was quite a nice day, actually. But it's just, yeah, it's fine because that way you got to do something with the girls, so that's okay. But we didn't get the deck done as it happens, and the weather's been awful ever since. So I don't know, but I've got a guy coming to wash the house, well, to give me a price for washing the house tomorrow, and I'm going to ask him about washing the deck as well. So they use a low-pressure system rather than, full-on water blasting to get the green off, because Nigel and I were talking about it, and we thought even if the weather doesn't clear up for another month, at least then it'll be easier for us to clean the deck than deal with everything that's there, because we would have to water blast it then. So that's probably what we'll do. But that's one of the things we're trying to get done. And then I'm going to try to just touch up the paint rather than paint the house, if that works. If not, I mean, at least it'll prime the paint, but prime the spots where we've had repairs made to the plaster. And that's pretty much it. But about, I think it was last year at this time, we were looking at houses and thinking about possibly moving. And as it turns out, we've been doing that again. I don't know what's going to come of it, if anything. Perhaps nothing. But it does mean that some of the bigger projects I was doing, like putting organizers in the closets, is on hold until we decide what we're going to do, because we obviously don't want to invest money in the house if we're going to leave. We just want to tidy it up and bring it up to a sellable standard without investing extra money. But when I did the wardrobe in the master bedroom, I took out the shelving that was in there, and it's the same shelving that's actually in all the other wardrobes, closets, whatever you want to call them. We call them wardrobes. But what I'm going to do with them is, the ones I took out, is I'm going to reuse them in what we call the linen cupboard. It's just basically a big closet. It's actually what most Kiwis would call a hot water cupboard, because that's where the electric hot water heater would go. Except that we don't have one because we have gas hot water, and that's hanging on the outside of the house. It's a continuous flow system. So this is just this big space, but it had no shelves in it at all when we moved in, and I just put some of those metal utility shelves in there. But now I have these wire shelves, which would be much better for linens because it can help them air and all that sort of stuff. So I'm going to put the leftovers in there anyway, because I would regardless, and I have them, so I might as well use them. But I won't necessarily do any of the other wardrobes. But this, we decided last year that what we were going to do is bring up the house to a sellable standard so that we could sell if we wanted to. We just never did. And we sort of got back to that point again. But I don't know what we're going to do. I don't know if we're going to move, if we're just going to do up this place, if we're going to sit tight for a couple of years. I have no idea. So this is going to become an ongoing story for 2012, I think. And we'll just see where it goes. Because I honestly don't know what we're going to end up doing or how this story is going to unfold. But there have been a couple of other updates that have been going on. The Podfather has returned to the podcast world. And I presume I'm allowed to talk about it. I didn't actually ask, and I think Big Fatty has mentioned it, although one hesitates to use the word Big Fatty and behind in the same sentence, but I am behind in Big Fatty's podcast, so I don't know if he's mentioned it or not. But he was my guest on the Pride 48 live show that I did, so that will help you know who I'm talking about anyway. But I'll get more details before my next podcast and see what I'm allowed to say, because I certainly don't want to cross any lines or anything. But speaking of fellow podcasters, Melanie Fletcher, who is co-host of Don't Quit Your Day Job, and RJ Dennis, who is co-host of A Cup of Fresh Hell Served with a Side of Something I Can't Remember Off the Top of My Head, I'll launch iTunes and find out. They have both published on Kindle through Amazon.com. And I've purchased both of their works. I haven't read either one yet because I, quite frankly, haven't had time. Surprise! But I will get to that. I will get to both of them at some stage. Cup of Fresh Hell Served with a Side of Heaven. That's what it's called. They have been on a hiatus for quite a while. But I was chatting with RJ the other night, and he said that they're talking about getting together to record again. So that would be really cool. And also, Tom the Ramble Redhead of RambleRedhead.com is doing a challenge in the John Hancock Center. Hang on. I thought I had the email ready to go. You know, one of these days, I'm going to get everything all arranged and ready to go before I start recording. Yeah, right. I haven't started it yet, so why would that be the case? But anyway, it's called Hustle Up the Hancock, and I presume it is a vertical race up the stairs of the Hancock, John Hancock Center, which is on North Michigan Avenue in Chicago. It's a really cool building. But that's on February 26th. And so he's raising funds and would like to be sponsored for that. And you can get, I'm sure you can get information by going to RambleRedhead.com. They are raising money for the Respiratory Health Association of Metropolitan Chicago. And speaking of fundraising, Arnice is going to be raising funds for the Cancer Society. She's taking part in this 24-hour marathon, which is called, I think it's called Relay for Life or something like that. I can't remember. Anyway, it's a 24-hour thing where they have to walk, their team, not individually, have to walk or run for 24 hours, and they do it in a relay fashion. And so they've got a team of people together, and they're trying to come up with some fundraising on the side as well so that they can raise a bucket load of money for the Cancer Society. They're specifically interested in raising funds to fight breast cancer, but I don't think that any of the donations are restricted. I don't think that the people raise funds for a specific thing, a certain type of cancer. I'm not really sure. I should look that up. But I'm going to be talking about that more in upcoming episodes, so just be aware that that's in March. So naturally, I'm going to ask for donations for that because it's our niece. So that's different. But that's just the sort of the highlights of what we did on our summer holiday. Well, it was our summer holiday. I'm just actually going to be taking off another week, probably late January, maybe in February when the weather's better, hopefully. So we'll have a little more time then as well. But for now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to switch gears, and I am going to play some voicemail messages I have.
Hello there. This is Lord Byron in Illinois, calling New Zealand, where Christmas really begins. I wonder, wouldn't it be closer for Santa to live at the South Pole? Have a Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year. Bye-bye.
Well, thank you very much, Your Lordship. That's a good question, but I suppose since Santa can obviously be everywhere at once, that it doesn't really matter which pole that he lives in. That's my guess. It's my theory. I have not tested this theory out, however, so it comes with that caveat. But thank you. Thank you very much. Lord Byron's always been great fun. He's actually been on my live show a couple of times as well, if you go back and check the older episodes. And now on to the next voicemail message.
Hey, Arthur, it's Zach B. Sorry I haven't called in a really long time, but I just wanted to call and say Merry Christmas and all of that fun stuff. Hope your Christmas is filled with fabulous food, fun time with family and friends, and all of the merriment that goes with it. And if I don't talk to you before then, have a fabulous New Year. Society. Bye.
Oh, thanks very much, Zachaby. It has been a long time since we've talked. We also used to chat quite a bit on the Twitters and such back in the day, but I haven't been on all of those things nearly as much as I used to be. Zachaby was on the Dangerous and Lovely podcast, which I was just looking at my iTunes. I see has not recorded a new episode since May of last year. I would say it's well and truly past time. Oh, well, at least they did one last year. I don't see any others. But, oh, well. Yeah, there's a lot of that going on. I'm not in a very good position to talk about people not recording podcasts now, am I? And I have one last podcast. Oh, God. One last voicemail message.
Hello, Arthur. Happy New Year. This is Roger. Bye.
Well, thanks for that, Roger. And Happy New Year to you. And, oh, yeah, Merry Christmas to Zachaby and to Lord Byron. But, Roger, you've extended my phone line now to, I think it's February 3rd or something like that. So thank you for that. I consider that to be an early birthday present. Oh, speaking of birthdays, my birthday is 1 week from Saturday on the 21st. Isn't that special? I imagine we'll probably have a barbecue because it's on a Saturday. We can have a little bit of a party. And, you know, I was born in a blizzard, so the idea of having a barbecue on my birthday is still exotic, even after all these years here in New Zealand. So that's probably what we'll do. I don't know. We'll see. I took the dogs up to be groomed this afternoon, and they said it was going to be 2.5 hours. And I've been, the past two times I took them, I waited in the area. I went to a little cafe. It's about a 10-minute drive away, and nearest one, actually, and got a coffee and maybe a muffin or something. And then after I spent about an hour there, then I went off to a park and read for a while, and then went parked outside, and then went and got the. But, you know, 2.5 hours is a long time. So I decided today that I was going to go pick up a few things at the grocery store and do a few other things I wanted to do, like record this episode. And so that was fine. It was a good idea. But as I was leaving in the store, Jake was acting a little strange. He was kept jumping up, standing up on his hind legs and putting his front paws on my thigh as if to say, don't leave me here. But he was, I want to say he's smiling, but I think dog owners know what I mean. He didn't seem distressed or anything. He just was unusually clingy. And so I decided I was going ahead and go with my plans anyway because it would take my mind off it. But it is the first time I've ever not stayed nearby. Not that it matters, because I'm actually probably no farther here than I am at the park, about a 15-minute drive from the place. And the other places, the park I usually sit at, and is easily that far as well. It just doesn't seem like it. So I'm about to leave to go pick up my babies. And that is it for today. I will be back one day later this week. I don't know which day to start moving things forward. I'm still going to be doing the update on moving to New Zealand, but I'm going to put that off till next week now because I got a bit of a later start this week than I thought. And who knows, maybe I'll start having some updates on what we're going to do, moving and all that sort of stuff. But that's it for today. I'll talk to you later this week. Bye. You can leave a comment on this or any other episode of the Amrens Podcast at amrenspodcast.com. You can send an email to me at Arthur, that's A-R-T-H-U-R, at amrenspodcast.com, or you can ring my U.S. comment line on 206-666-5172. This podcast is produced and distributed under Creative Commons license. Complete details at the website.